What if a new solar technology could leap to over 33% efficiency, a number that leaves even the best commercial silicon panels far behind? This isn't a lab theory anymore. This week, it became a certified reality. The question for Western industry isn't if this technology will arrive, but how to survive and profit when it does. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that matters. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are tracking a seismic shift in the solar industry. We've seen a cascade of announcements, primarily from Asia, shattering efficiency records for perovskite solar cells. These aren't just incremental gains, Troy. We're seeing numbers that directly challenge, and in some cases, surpass the theoretical limits of silicon. We'll unpack what this means for the global energy landscape.
Exactly, Susie. We'll analyze the new 33.33% efficiency record for perovskite silicon tandems from China. We'll also look at critical breakthroughs in stability and manufacturing that dramatically lower the cost of entry. And finally, we'll examine how Japan is already deploying this technology in agriculture and on military bases, creating new markets from scratch.
Let's start with those headline numbers. We saw two huge records announced this week, one hitting over 33% and another over 27%. Troy, what exactly are these technologies?
The first is a perovskite silicon tandem cell from researchers at China's Ningbo Institute of Materials Technology. They achieved a certified 32.89% efficiency with a peak of 33.33%. They did this by layering a perovskite cell on top of a traditional industrial silicon cell and critically perfecting the interface between them using a novel passivation strategy.
Passivation? What does that mean for a business leader?
It means plugging microscopic energy leaks. They used polystyrene nanospheres as a template to deposit aluminum oxide precisely where it was needed, preventing energy loss. The second record from an international team in China and South Korea hit 27.6% for a single junction cell using a material called FAPBI3. They used a molecular lock to solve the material's main stability problem.
Why do these records, coming out of China, matter so much globally this week?
Because they officially mark the end of silicon's uncontested efficiency leadership. The 33.33% tandem figure surpasses the absolute theoretical efficiency limit for single-junction silicon cells, which is around 29.4%. This is no longer a future threat. The performance is here today.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European solar manufacturers?
It's a direct and immediate competitive threat. European manufacturers like Meyer Burger or REC Group, who pride themselves on high-efficiency silicon technology, now face a technology with a higher performance ceiling. For U.S. manufacturers, this signals that clinging to existing silicon-only roadmaps is a losing long-term strategy. The opportunity is to pivot towards tandem cell production, licensing this new interface technology, or developing their own.
And for trading companies and distributors, what should they know?
They need to start preparing their supply chains and partnerships. The first commercial tandem cells will be premium products. Western distributors should be actively identifying which Chinese manufacturers are closest to commercializing these 33% cells to secure early access. Market timing will be critical. Being the first to offer a 33% efficient panel is a massive competitive advantage.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
Western executives must immediately task their R&D and strategic partnership teams to evaluate perovskite on silicon tandem technology. This isn't a research project anymore. It's a commercial imperative. They need to be developing a strategy for integration within the next 18-24 months, or risk being completely leapfrogged.
Efficiency records are one thing, but the historic barriers for perovskites have always been stability and manufacturing cost. It seems we had major news on that front as well.
We certainly did. A team in South Korea from UNIST and KAIST developed a hybrid perovskite organic solar cell that is remarkably stable without encapsulation. This is a critical breakthrough.
What is encapsulation, and why does getting rid of it matter so much?
Encapsulation is the protective layering, like laminating a document, that shields a solar cell from moisture and heat. It's a costly, complex manufacturing step. The Korean cell, by using a cascade hole transfer design, retained over 95% of its efficiency after 3,000 hours under harsh 85 degrees Celsius and 85% humidity conditions. It simply doesn't need that expensive protection.
And there was another finding related to manufacturing costs, this time from the UK?
Yes. Research from the Sunrise Network in the UK found that perovskite cells are surprisingly resilient to dust during manufacturing. This challenges the core assumption that they require expensive semiconductor-grade cleanrooms.
So you're saying you can make these high-tech cells in a less than pristine environment. How does this affect US and European manufacturers?
This fundamentally changes the economics of market entry. A US or European company considering a new solar factory is no longer looking at the massive capital expenditure of a Class 100 cleanroom. The combination of no encapsulation and lower spec cleanrooms could slash factory setup costs by 30 to 50%, making domestic manufacturing much more competitive against established Asian players.
What should Western trading companies be thinking about?
Sourcing and diversification. These cost reductions mean new, smaller, more agile manufacturers could spring up globally. Traders shouldn't just focus on the giant incumbents. They should be scouting for these new players who can leverage these cost advantages to offer very competitive pricing on next-generation modules. The technology allows for distributed manufacturing, and supply chains will reflect that.
What's the immediate action item here?
Executives should be modeling the total cost of ownership for a new perovskite production line based on these new findings. They need to recalculate the business case for domestic manufacturing. The numbers will look dramatically more favorable than they did even 6 months ago. This is an opportunity to reshore advanced solar manufacturing.
We've covered performance and cost, but where will these new cells actually be used? Japan seems to be providing a clear answer this week with two major deployment projects.
That's right. In a highly strategic move, the Japanese government announced it will begin deploying perovskite solar cells at self-defense force bases this summer, starting in Okinawa. Separately, Chiba University and Sekisui Chemical launched a project on May 11th installing semi-transparent perovskite cells over rice paddies, a concept known as agri-photovoltaics or agri-PV.
Why are these applications, military bases and farms, so important?
Because they are markets where conventional silicon panels are a poor fit. Military bases need lightweight, flexible power sources for buildings, walls, and even mobile units, where heavy silicon is impractical. In agri-PV, the ability to tune the transparency of perovskites allows sunlight to reach the crops below, enabling dual use of land, a critical issue in a land-scarce country like Japan. This is market creation in real time.
Let's bring in a third development here. The ultra-thin, semi-transparent cells from NTU in Singapore. They are just 10 nanometers thick. How does that fit in?
It fits perfectly. The NTU cells, which achieve 7.6% efficiency with 41% transparency, are the enabling technology for applications like power-generating windows or building-integrated photovoltaics, BIPV. Together, these developments show perovskites aren't just replacing silicon panels on roofs. They are creating entirely new product categories on windows, walls, fields, and military equipment.
So, what's the competitive angle for US and European manufacturers?
The competitive space for these new applications is still wide open. While Asian firms are leading in cell efficiency, European companies with expertise in building materials like Saint-Gobain or U.S. firms in specialty chemicals and materials like 3M have a massive opportunity. They can integrate these new cells into high-value products like smart windows or architectural glass. This is about product integration, not just cell manufacturing.
And for distributors and trading companies?
They need to think beyond the standard solar panel. Their product catalog should be expanding to include BIPV glass, agri-PV structures, and portable power solutions. They must build relationships with architectural firms, agricultural technology suppliers, and defense contractors. These are the new customers for this technology.
Actionable insight?
Leaders should initiate pilot projects now. Partner with a university or an architectural firm. Test agri-PV on a small plot of land. Develop a BIPV window prototype. The Japanese government is using its military bases as a proving ground to accelerate commercialization. Western companies should adopt a similar mindset to build expertise and capture these emerging, high-margin markets before they mature.
Troy, it's been a dense week. Let's distill this down. What is the strategic summary for our listeners?
I see three critical takeaways. First, the efficiency race has been redefined. With certified results over 33% for tandems and 27% for single junctions, perovskite performance is no longer a future promise. It is a present-day reality that fundamentally challenges the silicone-based industry.
Second,
the barriers to manufacturing are collapsing. Research on encapsulation-free stability and dust tolerance means setting up a perovskite production line is becoming significantly cheaper and less complex.
This opens the door for new entrants and makes domestic manufacturing in the U.S. and Europe economically viable again.
And the final takeaway?
Third, new markets are being created right now. Japan's military and agricultural deployments show that governments are actively seeding demand in areas where silicon can't compete. The key for Western firms is not just to make a better solar panel, but to integrate this technology into novel, high-value systems like smart windows, agricultural structures, and defense equipment.
And the single most important action for executives this week?
They must move perovskites from their R&D watch list to their immediate strategic agenda. The pace of change has accelerated dramatically. Waiting another year is no longer a viable option.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The intelligence in these reports will shape markets for years to come, and we'll be here to track it with you.
Thank you for listening.
Subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts, and join us next week for your strategic advantage.